For the record, this is test 16 of my quantum tunneling device. And if my math's right, it really should work this time. This universe is just one of billions of equally possible ones, after all. We only see ours, just like Schrodinger only saw the one cat in his box, observer effect, wave function collapse, etc. But my device should let me make contact with an alternate possible universe, if it ever actually works. Alright, the Casimir field is charged, Heisenberg matrix active, here goes nothing. Oh my god. Oh my god! Are you okay? Sir, are you from another universe? Okay, yeah, it was a stupid question, but fine. But where were you before getting zapped into my lab? No, you appeared in my lab. And you look really familiar, too. That's not possible. You can't be me. Well, no, obviously you can't be me. You're a guy. Unless... an alternate possible universe. An alternate possible... me. They're totally giving us a Nobel Prize for this, aren't they? Come on, calm down. Let's just sit and absorb this, okay? I need to think. I need... oh, you know where I keep my brandy? So you get the same brandy. The same lab, the same quantum tunneling device back in your universe. You're me, except you're a dude. That's pretty weird. Pour me a drink, and get one for yourself, too. I guess it kind of makes sense. Our universes would have to be pretty similar, almost identical, to allow travel between them. But they'd be different as well. Ipso facto. I suppose the easiest one for my device. Okay, fine. Our device to tunnel into would be a universe where the difference would be... where the difference was close by? Yeah, figuring all this out is gonna be a lot of work. But does that even matter anymore? We did it. It worked. I could start fighting off grant money with a stick tomorrow. Right now, I'm just gonna, sit and drink by myself. Hey, you couldn't come up with a better joke. You're me, after all. And you are, aren't you? I barely saw it at first, but now it's impossible to ignore. The way you sit, like you're always in exam conditions, that scar on your arm, like mine, bike accident when we were kids, right. And your eyes, god, it's like looking into a mirror, just, you know, taller. You even blush like I do. So our lives have been almost identical despite the gender thing. Weird, huh? But that's quantum mechanics. Any possible universe, no matter how strange, exists out there somewhere, hypothetically. You're zoning out. We're both thinking of the possibilities, right? So come on, tell me about ourself. Are our lives really identical? Stop me if I'm wrong. We both had pasta for dinner last night. We both hate classical music. Even though we know that makes us seem plebeian. We took our cat to the vet last weekend. He's still fine in your universe, right? What else? We both need to work less and drink less, I suppose. And we both need to get laid. God, that's such a weird thing to think about, huh? I mean... we can't have had the same relationships with the same people. I guess if you were gay... Hey, I had to ask. When was your last relationship? Me too. Sad, huh? I've kind of gotten used to it. Resigned to my lot. But it doesn't make sense for you. You're... God, I'm getting tipsy, aren't I? I just meant that... well, I never thought about it, but... I look pretty hot as a dude. No, really. You carry off your eyebrows way better than I do. And your eyes are just... so... why are you looking at me like that? Thanks. But you're just saying that. I'm too pale. My hair never sits right. And my breasts are tiny. Yeah, I guess yours are tiny too. But you've got an excuse. Being male and fit and broad-shouldered. I've almost given up on making a real relationship work, you know. People are too different. It takes so long to get close to someone. When you finally do, and they say something about you, and they just can't accept it. But you know the worst thing about my sad, sad love life? I'm so horny. And it never stops. Like, I'll be halfway through a lecture, and I'll start fantasizing and grinding my thighs together right up in front of the class. Masturbate? Yeah, every night. But you can only do so much by yourself. To yourself. With yourself. I know you're thinking what I'm thinking. Oh, fuck. It's not that weird, is it? It's like masturbating. Like we're getting ourselves off. Connor pronouns. We'll have to invent some new ones. God, I'm definitely getting tipsy. Take advantage of me? How do you know it won't be the other way around? Anyways, you can't take advantage of yourself. Let me demonstrate. You didn't kiss like me. Tastes the same? I don't know. I'm gonna experiment further. Normally I'm the one that bites the guy's lip. Oh, we really needed this, didn't we? Come on, help me with your shirt. Damn, your arms. Flex again? You lucky bastard. I mean, I work out a bit, but I don't have a Y chromosome. I love to feel you holding me like this. Being single so long, I've missed just being held, wrapped up in the arms of someone stronger than me. I know you won't let go no matter how much I squirm, no matter how much I wriggle. Oh, wait. No, don't stop. It's okay. Slide your fingers back between my thighs. Rub them back and forth. Feel the dampness. Feel the heat radiating from my pussy. And that's for you. Here, let me... Fuck. You're rubbing me over my panties. I don't normally wear lace to the lab. Maybe on some level I knew. Oh, fuck, that's right. Pull them aside and slip your fingers into my slit. Don't be nervous. We're just masturbating, remember? This is your pussy in a way. And this is the first time you've ever touched it. Oh, that's good. You like how warm I am? How I grip your finger so tight when I shift my hips. Curl it up a bit. Like you're beckoning me over. Oh, like that, like that. Don't say anything. Oh, just feel my pussy. Our pussy and... Well, I guess this is ours, too. Holy shit, we're hung. You got me wishing I was born a boy. Okay, the vagina has upsides, too, but... Look, you're leaking pre-cum. Poor boy, doing all the work. Here, let me wrap my fingers around your long pulsing shaft. Oh, your cock gets all swollen. Let me rub. Use that pre-cum for lube. Oh, why you finger me? Oh, another finger, please. Oh, yeah. You like it when I rub your balls, I jerk you. Fuck, they're so heavy. So much creamy cum. I'm gonna work it all out. I'm just sitting here. Playing with ourselves, jerking each other off. Oh, I could get used to this. I could Except, I really want to come. You have no idea how bad. Okay, maybe you do. But I don't just want your fingers in me. Remember what I said about you can only do so much by yourself? I figure myself almost every night. But it's been far, far too long since someone's licked my pussy. You do that for me? Fuck, thank you. I need it so bad. I'm standing in the seat here. Here, let me lie back. Let's get you between my knees. Now, I must confess, I don't know how to pleasure myself with my tongue. So I hope you know more than me, or we might be... Oh, yes. So you do know some things I don't. That's good. That's definitely good. Right there. Oh, right there. More on the clit, more. Fuck. I've never told anyone else this, but I love to feel a head between my thighs. Oh, when you're down there, I can trap you with my legs. Oh, hold you against me so you can't do anything but lick me. Please me. Worship me. Worship my pussy. They love doing that too. Are you thinking about my head between your thighs? Do you want to ram my cock down my throat and hold me in place until I'm crying and gagging? Maybe later. Right now, if you leave our pussy, I'll literally kill ourselves. Oh, please, please make me come. Please, please, don't stop. Make me squirm and squirt like a filthy slut. Please, fucking please. Oh, fuck. Thank you. Thanks. Oh, thank you. That was amazing. Sorry. I guess you wouldn't know. When we're female, we tend to squirt when we come. Here, let me clean you up. That was... I don't know if it's ever been done like that before. Good. Where did you learn how to... College. Okay. Maybe I'll show you what I learned in college sometime. Right now, though... You really deserve to be fucked. No, don't say anything, mister. Neither of us have gotten laid since Christmas. Neither of us have even had a real relationship, and... Look, what I mean is, we both deserve this. You deserve this. Okay, follow me. Although you know the way, don't you? Good thing we keep this camping mattress in the back of the lab for late nights. What? Oh, condom. Good idea. Shit, good thing you keep one in your wallet. I don't want to think about you and me having some sort of clone baby. I don't know. We're physicists, not geneticists. I don't know. I should stop killing the mood.
Alright, let me lay down on my back.
I guess that's one good thing about my little A-cups. They always keep their shape no matter what position I'm in. Watch me squeeze them. Tease my hard little nipples, writhing on the ground, waiting for you. Get down here and run your hands up my legs. You like how pale my thighs are? I always burn in the sun rather than tanning, so I keep them covered. Thanks, I'm glad you like them.
But you don't need to sweet-talk me into our bed. I'm still wet and willing, and I can only take the teasing for so long. Come on, move your hands back down my body, back down my thighs and push my knees apart. See how my pussy's all pink and flushed? Our pussy, whatever, fine. You can make all the jokes you want after you put our dick inside me. Fuck. I didn't expect... It's holding me wide open. Slide in, slide in. Fuck, it's filling me up. You're filling me up. Come here. Now fuck me. Yeah. Play with my tips while you rock back and forth inside me. You know you can pinch my nipples as hard as you want, right? You're not gonna hurt us. Fuck. Faster. Good. Your dick. Are you some sort of stud in the other universe? No, really, I can't. I can't believe your love life is as sad as mine. Fuck. You should be some type of Lothario. Well, we're making up for it now. Pin my wrist with your hands. You're so big. Fuck, I'm holding my legs up and wrapping them around you, and I could barely do it. Oh, shit. Oh, you're going faster. I mean, it's just crazy that one chromosome and suddenly I'm such a fucking stud. Oh, I just realized I like having my nipples pinched. So you must... Yeah, you like that? Oh, fuck. Fuck, you're too fast. I'm gonna come. You're close? Fuck, I'm holding on. Come together with me, okay? It's only fitting, after all. Two sides of the same orgasm. Fuck. Fuck. Don't pull out. Just stay there above me and inside me. I want to keep feeling you. You ever get flashes of insight during sex? Thoughts popping up at the moment of orgasm? Like you rode the pleasure all the way to enlightenment just for a moment? Yeah? Well, I just thought of two things just then. I wonder if you thought of them too. The first thing is about the experiment, the quantum tunneling. I assumed this whole time that you got pulled into my universe, and I only just realized... I have no idea whether that's true. I mean, our labs are the same. Our tunneling devices are the same. The only differences between our universes are our gender. So the only way to tell will be to leave this lab, go outside and see which one of our friends and coworkers recognize. You figured that out too, huh? So did you think of the second thing? Second thing is, I don't really want to leave this lab. In this bed just yet. We've been lonely for too long, but I think now we can keep our own company.